is 5 Minute Fuel from Man Camp.
Well, welcome to our 5 Minute Fuel. I want to just share a few thoughts with you, and the heart behind these segments is to encourage you, to fuel you this week, that you would be encouraged, filled with perspective and faith, fuel for the journey. And I want to share some thoughts with you. For several weeks, I've had this phrase in my mind, or I would wake up thinking about it, and it was just, you will keep him in perfect peace. And I would wake up thinking about it, and then even throughout the day, it would come to mind. And I actually knew that it was a verse, and so I looked it up. And it comes out of Isaiah 26, verse 3, and this is what it says. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. Let me just read that to you one more time. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And I think, oh man, that just for me brought so much life, especially in this season, in this current situation we find ourselves in, our world with so much uncertainty and unknowns, with things happening in our economy and with the coronavirus. It's so easy to find ourselves lacking peace and fear to creep its way in, and anxiety, and you know, all the things that we don't want, and we want peace in its place. And I was thinking about it, you know, when this connection to peace and trust, it says, because he trusts in you, you will keep him in perfect peace. Another way to look at trust is to look at, where is your hope? Where, you know, because he puts his hope in you. You know, circumstances don't make or break you, they reveal you. A friend of mine, Bruce Johnston, said that. Another way to look at our hope is to look at what is coming up in our life. What are we putting our focus on? Because that actually reveals maybe the reason why we don't have peace. If our hope is in something other than Jesus to deliver, we will find ourselves disappointed. We know this, that hope is not a feeling, it is a person. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. We talked about this in one of the first episodes of season 2, but I want to just say this. You will find peace when you learn to trust him. I actually want to read a story to you that came out of a book that Mike Iaconelli wrote called Messy Spirituality. And it's a story that comes from World War II. Let me just read this to you. During the last months of World War II, the British conducted daily bombing raids over Berlin. The bombers would take off from an airstrip in England and fly surrounded by smaller planes whose job it was to keep the German fighters from attacking the bombers, which were easy targets. One night after a successful bombing raid, as they were heading for the safety of England, the bombers were attacked by a large group of German fighter planes. Somehow during the dogfight, one bomber found itself flying alone with no protection, and suddenly a German fighter appeared out of nowhere. The crew of the bomber watched as the German plane moved closer and closer until finally it was in range. They prepared for the worst and watched helplessly as tracer bullets began spitting from the fighter. Bullets whizzed by them over and over until thud, 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 thud. 5 bullets slammed into the fuselage of the bomber near the gas tank. The crew braced for the explosion, but nothing happened. They could see fuel pouring from the bullet holes, but there was no explosion. Miraculously, they were able to make it back to their base and get safely off the plane. A few hours after they had landed, one of the mechanics showed up in the crew's barracks. He had found 5 bullets inside of the fuel tanks, crumpled but not exploded. He handed them to the pilot, and the pilot carefully opened the shells, and to the crew's amazement, they found each of them empty of gunpowder. Inside one was a tiny wad of paper. When he unfolded the paper, he found a note which read, "We are Polish POWs forced to make bullets in a factory. When guards do not look, we do not fill it with powder. It is not much, but it's the best we can do. Please tell our families we're alive." The notes were signed by 4 Polish prisoners of war. It's a powerful story, but it points to this thing that, you know, we hear stories over and over of people in some of the hardest situations, like a prisoner of war, and yet there is a hope or a trust that this will end, that they hold on to. And in that, there's actually a peace that we find. I just want to encourage you, and I want to close today by saying this. There is a peace that is available to you, but it will not come by striving or holding on to empty hopes or empty things to deliver for us, but it comes from putting our trust in Jesus. And like this verse says in Isaiah 26, there's a perfect peace that comes because our hope, our trust is in Him. Jesus, I pray for a grace for each of my friends, for each man out there, to put our trust in You at a deeper level, that we would find peace, that we would find the perspective that You have available for us. I thank You that this peace that passes understanding, this peace, this perfect peace, You offer to us as we trust You. Give us grace to trust You more.